I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Busy show today. Denton's going to come on with us today at 11:35 to talk college football. It'll be great to have Denton back on the show. Charch will make his first appearance, the first of 17 or 18 appearances to talk fantasy football at 11, and then Ben will jump on with me at noon. I guess a quick warning to those of you triggered by contract detail talk. This is your warning to turn down the volume, because I certainly don't want to offend anybody. For the many of you, though, that love contract talk so much so that you asked me, advised me, publicly admonished me on social media, begging me to apologize for being so wrong about the Terry deal when the agent put out some of the numbers on Monday, I'm not going to pile on. We all make a lot of mistakes. I make plenty of them. But now that the real information on Terry's deal is out there, the deal's a very good one for the team. They may have budged a bit, but it wasn't a lot. $44 million guaranteed. I got to be honest with you, I was even shocked to see it that low. I thought it would come in somewhere around 50. You know, I said yesterday, anywhere between 55 and 60 guaranteed is kind of a draw. Anything north of $60 million guaranteed is kind of a big win for Terry and his agent. And anything less than $55 million guaranteed is a big win for the team. But essentially, it's $44 million guaranteed over 2 years, since there isn't guaranteed money in year three. There are a ton of incentives in the deal. The agent, they let the agent have his day on Monday. But by the way, you know, Terry's going to put a minimum of $44 million into his bank account, something the team did not have to offer because he was under contract and entering his age 30 season. He should have taken it. I don't think that they were thrilled. I think you'll hear that everybody's thrilled when we hear from the general manager and Terry, and the negotiations were never nearly as contentious. I believe that the team basically gave him an ultimatum very recently. This is it. Take it or leave it, or we're going to go play the season, and you can play it on the final year of your deal. And he took it, which is smart. I think it's good at his age to put $44 million minimum into his pocket. And if he's right about he's a young 30, he'll benefit from that, and so will the team. The team will benefit because a lot of this 3 years, $87 million, not 3 years, $96 million, a lot of that is based on Terry performing beyond this year and beyond next year. And if he is, that's good for the team, and they'll gladly pay, you know, another, you know, $29 million for 27 and 28. You know, they'll gladly pay that. But this was good, smart contract negotiation by the team. I think they felt all along that this would be a good offer for Terry to accept. Clearly, Terry and his agent didn't believe that to be the case. They thought they were worth a lot more than what they got. But I think they were very smart to take it and not move forward playing on the final year of his deal. I don't know that even $44 million guaranteed would have ever been there available for him after this season. It's good for the team, very good for the team. It's also a good sign in terms of the way they're going to negotiate. They're not going to just overpay for culture, all right, and for past performance. They're going to, you know, do what they think is analytically intelligent and smart. Pay for the years that they feel he will continue to perform at a very high level. They like the player a lot, not just on the field, but off it, which is why they made the offer in the first place. They probably came up a little bit, not a lot. The $44 million guaranteed tells you they probably did not come up that much overall. They were able to certainly get the AAV up from 25, their initial offer, but a lot of that over the additional 3 years is really incentive driven. But it's okay. He, I think, did well, even though he probably doesn't think that he did as well, or the agent doesn't think they did as well. They'll position it certainly as a big time positive for an age 30 receiver, because not all age 30 receivers get this opportunity. I think it's good for both. I do. And that's all. You know, to me, it's like, yeah, at first glance the other day, of course, at first blush, you guys jumped all over people like me. That's fine. But the fact that the guaranteed money wasn't a part of the information that was disseminated was a major red flag in the moment for people who have paid attention to this stuff, to savvy people who have followed this stuff, including my guest Michael Jannetty from SpotTrac and many others that said, you know, the silence on the guaranteed money is deafening. And we found out why with the details of the contract being released today. It's a really good deal for the team. I honestly believe for Terry, even though they wanted a lot more than this, I think it's good for him. I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, people say, and I've seen a lot of you, especially the old school, are you kidding me? He's going to put $50 million maybe into his pocket, $55 million into his pocket, and he won't take it? Like, what are we talking about here? It's not that. You know, this is very competitive. Agents are competitive. They're trying to get that next big client. Terry has a feel and a sense for where he belongs in this conversation. You know, $5, $6, $7 million doesn't seem like as much to them as it is to us, you know. But anyway, overall, I would say be pleased as a fan of the team that the team did not cave as people thought they had done, because I think it would have been a bad precedent. And if those numbers had come out today as $60, $65 million guaranteed, I would have been critical of the team. I would have. I think this is a fair deal that Terry smartly accepted, I believe. From my standpoint, I can't put myself into their shoes. I know that they wanted a lot more. There's no doubt. They thought he was worth a lot more than $44 million guaranteed. And $29 million AAV, you know, with heavy incentives in the deal, which, by the way, are very achievable incentives. Terry's going to play well this year. He's going to play well next year. The team's analytics say that after 2026, entering age 32 season, they had some questions and they weren't going to put themselves on the hook, you know, for that. That's it on that. If you want to weigh in, have at it, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm not going to sit here and read all the emails that I read yesterday asking you guys just to exert just a little bit of patience. I mean, it's the same thing we've talked about in the past, whether it's, you know, Sam Howell off of one game against the Cowboys at the end of a season. It's like, really? You're sure you saw a top level starting quarterback from a meaningless game? Or the OC that literally nobody else in the league wanted to hire as an OC. And somehow he was the absolute coup of the century and he was going to be our next coach. Got to give it some time on these things. By the way, speaking of giving it some time, Emmanuel Forbes made the Rams and apparently will start at cornerback for the Rams. Good for him. Good for him. You know, it's so hard to really judge the draft after two seasons. You got to give it three full. And at that position in particular, and how many times have you guys talked about this? We've talked about it together. Scheme and fit is so important. There are guys that absolutely look like trash as secondary players in one scheme, but look great in another. And it's not just zone versus man and the breakdown. It's the way it's taught. It's the way it's played. who knows? The guy was a playmaker in college for sure when he got his hands on the football. He looked slight and overwhelmed. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, how about this trade? Did you see this Adam Thielen trade, Max?
Sure did.
Adam Thielen going back to Minnesota, and the Panthers are getting, it looks like, a fourth-round selection for Adam Thielen?
In 2027, but yes. And they're also getting a 2026 fifth-round pick, according to Adam Schefter.
Isn't that a lot for Adam Thielen at this point? Adam Thielen's also an older receiver. He's got to be 32 at least, right?
It is, but these picks that they've received are also going to be pick swaps. So they're sending a 2026 seventh-round pick, so they're jumping up from the seventh to the fifth.
See it now.
And then the fifth-round pick, they're jumping up in 2027 from the fifth
Adam
to the
Thielen's
fourth.
35 years old.
Yep.
Great route runner. That is for sure.
Apparently he was working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well.
I'm sorry?
Apparently he was working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well, so there's already a little bit of some chemistry there.
Yeah. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson was a pretty good combo. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs was a pretty good combo. The reason the Vikings moved on from him is they drafted Jordan Addison. And Addison now is going to miss the first three games of the season because of conduct detrimental. DUI, I think, was the issue with him, correct? I'm pretty sure that's what
I believe that
it
is correct, yes.
Yeah. And Justin Jefferson's health isn't great right now, although they expect him to be available for the opener. That's the first Monday night game of the year. Minnesota against Chicago. Just one Monday night game, week one. Chicago hosting the Vikings. You get to see J.J. McCarthy in his NFL debut because he missed the entire season, and you get to see that against Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. That's actually a pretty good, now that I think about it, I think the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's okay as a Monday night opener. Not great, but a lot of intrigue with both teams on what they will be. Minnesota won 14 games last year. There's no chance they can win 14 this year. Although defensively, they were awesome last year until the end of the year, until the very end of the year. By the way, the Terry McLaurin contract negotiation getting finalized bumped the point spread from as low as 6 up to as high as 7 now. I think that is actually a result of Terry being not in the fold. He was always in the fold. People have described it as being in the fold, but being in the fold with hopefully some level of comfort. Probably not the comfort he wanted. But again, I view this as certainly the negotiation won by the team. That's obvious. But overall, getting $44 million for Terry at this age, I think it's a win for him too. And the way the AAV will be positioned at 29 is a good number for him. That puts him a little bit below, you know, Brandon Ayuk, a little bit above T. Higgins, you know, the highest paid wide receiver too. Not bad, you know, not what they wanted, nowhere near what they wanted, but not bad. All right. Lots to get to on the show today. We hopefully will have another guest as well because I want to talk Maryland football at some point. I know many of you are excited about the Terps young quarterback, as I am. Take a break, come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, it's $44.65 million guaranteed if you add up all of the details of the deal. And all of it in terms of the guaranteed money in the first 2 years, it would appear. 301-230-0980. This is not for you people out there that hate contract detail. You just want to be thrilled that Terry's there. Both things can be true at the same time. I'm thrilled Terry is going to be playing under a contract extension. I'm glad to know that this first big contract negotiation for the team sets sort of a precedent that you're not coming here to get paid in the twilight of your career. You know, this isn't going to be that kind of organization. I think the team did very well. I also think Terry did very well. Clearly, he and his agent thought that very well would have been a lot more than $44.65 million guaranteed. But that is the state of it. A lot of you want to weigh in on it. 301-230-0980. So we'll take some calls again. On the show today, Charch at 11, Denton will jump on with me at 11:35, and Ben Standing will be on with me at 12. Let's start with Kendall in Temple Hills. Kendall, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kendall?
Hey, Kendall.
You know, I was it's something about fans, man. I was listening to your show the other day, and I heard, you know, when we got the deal done, how everybody was taking victory laps, Ian and all these different people talking about $60 million. He'll get more than $60 million. And I said, that just doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense when you see it at $30 million, so they're going to give him an additional $30 million. I just didn't see it. So what we see with Adam Peet is he's a real GM, and that's good. And obviously, Terry and his representation had, you know, I guess they had an unrealistic viewpoint of what he could get on the open market. But this, just like you said, it sets a good precedent because we're going to have a lot more of these in the future, hopefully. And we, you know, we can rest assured that Adam is going to handle them correctly. You know, he still has some things to prove because, I mean, we are one of the oldest teams in the league, so he's going to have to redo this roster. And so that's in the future. But for right now, I mean, we're in good hands, man. This is a good deal. And I'm happy that Terry's here, and I'm happy that he got a fair deal, and I'm glad that that Adam handled it correctly.
Yeah, I am too, and I think that for those that would say you don't haggle this much, you don't negotiate this hard with a player like Terry McLaurin, there is a level of that I think makes sense. But I think that most around the league and a lot of agents, if they're objective about it, will say this is something the team didn't need to do, or they could have offered a lot less. You know, part of the deal is them just guaranteeing the $19+ million for this year. Well, of course he was going to get that. They weren't cutting him. He was going to play in 2025. But I don't look at it as the team just negotiated it. They were hardball. They didn't treat Terry the right way. I look at it, as I said a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they don't have to do this, but they're doing this because they like the player. They like the player a lot. And I think it was smart for Terry to take the deal. I did hear that there was a reckoning, you know, very recently of it's time for you to either take this or leave it, or we're going to move on and get focused on this season with you playing out your final year of the deal. Thanks, Kendall. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Bad deal. In fact, I'm going to tell you something, Kevin. I'm going to tell you what's
bad deal for whom?
It's a bad deal for Terry. It's a horrible deal for Terry.
Yeah.
In fact, if I'm Terry right now, I fire my agent and I get Nicole Lynn to be my agent. And this is what I would say, and I guarantee you this is what's going to happen. Guarantee you. Nicole Lynn will probably ask the Skins at the end of the season, whether we win the Super Bowl or not, Terry wants to get traded. Because he only has 1 year left on his deal. Okay? He only has 1 year left from this contract.
Yeah, this is a two-year deal. Yeah, just so everybody's clear, and I hope I made this clear in the open. This is basically a two-year, $44 million deal in terms of what's guaranteed.
See, I have to do your job for you. I have to do your job for you as the Mark Largo show. I have to do your job for you.
What do you mean you got to do my job for me?
Because you didn't express that.
I did say that. It's in my notes right here for the open of the show. I did say it. I just emphasized it, so anyway, you're just parroting me.
Before you interrupt it, here's what. Okay.
Before I interrupt,
okay, I give you that. Here's why I say he needs to push to get moved next year, this offseason. Do it when you can, because
What are you talking about? He just signed a deal. He's gonna play for this team for 2 years minimum.
No,
and if he's really good, both sides win in 2027.
How?
What do you mean how?
Could you please? And Kevin, can I say something else, please? Could you please stop with this "we are the Dallas Cowboys" attitude? You've been watching that America team too damn much.
I do like it. It's good. Have you watched any of it?
Giving them a contract extension. They're doing this. They should be forced. You sound so much like you're an elitist.
I'm not an elitist, but I was pro-management on this one. You're right. You're right.
Stop trying to sound like it. You act like you're a billionaire. I'm not, and I don't act like I am.
Why don't you make your point? Why don't you make the point you wanted to make? Terry got a bad deal, so now you want him to ask for a trade.
And this is why I would fire my agent and go get Nicole Lynn to be the Clutch Sports to be his agent.
Yeah.
Ask for a trade and say, look, we'll go for a trade this offseason. We don't want anything messy. Just give us a trade so we can go to another team and they can give him a long-term deal.
Okay.
With guaranteed money.
You can't do that if you're going to move Luke McCaffrey to tight end and have him bulk up. You need more receivers.
Oh, you remember that.
Get out of here.
You're good.
See ya.
I love you.
Mark and Largo, everybody. God, he needs a show. CK, try him out late nights. Skip in D.C. Skip, go ahead.
Kevin, that was hilarious. I think this deal is the Trey Hendrickson deal plus 1 year.
Yeah, kind of.
In other words, he's getting $44 million plus the $19 that he was already going to get. Okay, so that's $63 for 2 years.
So, well, no. It's $44 guaranteed for 2 years. It includes the $19 that he was going to get this year. They fully guaranteed that it wasn't fully guaranteed.
Okay, so in reality, because the 19 was already guaranteed. 19
no, it wasn't.
Out of the
it actually
was
wasn't because it was basically base salary, so they fully guaranteed that. It's $44.65 million guaranteed, and none of that guaranteed money spills into year three, making it a two-year $44.65 million deal. But just to be clear, if he plays well, he's under contract in 2027 and in 2028. So if he plays well and the team wants him back and Terry wants him back, it's win-win. The team will gladly pay out the rest of that $87 million of what the extension is beyond this season if he's playing well. They'll gladly do it.
Do you know what the incentives are?
Yeah, I mean, they're lengthy. You want me to read through all of them?
No.
Albert Breer tweeted out all of the details. They're very attainable. Yeah.
Yes. So in other words, they're numbers that are reachable if he has a year like he just had.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Okay. I mean, like in 2025, $300,000 for 83 catches, $600,000 for 83 catches and playoffs. $300,000 for 1,097 yards, $600,000 for 1,097 yards, and playoffs. So right there, you know, you could add another $1.2 million if he's got 80, if he has the season. Did he have 1,097? Was that the number last year? 82 and 1,097? Maybe one catch and 1 yard over what he had last year.
1,096.
What'd you say?
1,096.
So it's 1 yard more and one catch more because he had, was it 82
right.
catches he had last year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
If he has the kind of year he had last year, he's going to earn another $1.2 million. And by the way, $600,000 for 10 TD catches in playoffs, $300,000 for just the 10 TD catches, $500,000 right. escalator for first or second team All-Pro. He made second team All-Pro last year. So if you add it up, let me do the quick math. That's 1.8, 2.3. He's got another $2.3 million in incentives that he can earn this year. And it looks like it's the exact same for next year as well. A lot of that, actually, those are the incentives for all three of the extension years and this last year of his current deal. But there's nothing guaranteed after the 44.65 in 25-26, which is really, again, that's what you look at. What's guaranteed? What's fully guaranteed? But what's the point you want to make?
What is the cap space on 27? If
we'll see how they allocate for the cap. I don't have that stuff right now. Okay, I would imagine, Skip, I would imagine that there it is very painless if they don't see Terry as a part of the roster in 2027 for them to move on cap-wise and cash-wise. It will be cash-wise because it looks like the 2027 is all base salary and then incentives.
Okay, so I think we can conclude from that deal that it very team-friendly, obviously.
Yeah.
And it shows Adam Peters is no joke. He's a serious guy to be taken seriously in this league. And for the future contracts, the best argument that the team made, and by the way, Adam Peters, there was hardly any leaks. In fact, I would say none coming from the Adam Peters office.
You know, excellent point. I think there was a moment there where they immediately refuted the lowball offer that was out there. I think Ben had some really solid reporting on this recently, that Washington's initial offer was essentially 25 AAV. And I would imagine that the guaranteed dollars were a little bit less than where it is now. I don't think they came up a lot from their initial offer on guaranteed, but they certainly put the agent in a position the other day to kind of crow and market a $32 million AAV, which obviously would include all of those incentives over the length of the deal. I mean, I think, again, team did very well in this. But also, I don't want to underplay from my standpoint, because how long have I been saying, Terry, take the $50 million guaranteed. Take it.
Hey, Kevin,
you're not going to have
I
a chance. It wasn't
you.
50, but it was 44.65.
And I totally agreed with you. There was no way that Terry wasn't going to take us any kind of substantial money that was on the table.
Yeah. It just wasn't 70 or 80 million in guaranteed, which I'm sure is what they wanted when they were asking for 40 million a year.
For him and the future of his family, he was never going to turn down anything.
He's too smart, I think.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. What else?
All right, Kevin.
Thank you, Skip, as always. Let's go to Tony in Silver Spring. Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
To be honest, Kevin, like, I just, you know, I'm listening to the broadcast, and I missed a lot of stuff, possibly what you may have been saying in the beginning, and it's fascinating because I was going to say that I was disappointed with Terry's guaranteed money. However, with, you know, the way I give you a lot of credit. And the way you've been the way you've delineated what's going on, I mean, it's fascinating. And I think, I mean, after listening to this, I mean, just for over the last 2 minutes, I believe that probably the Commanders, you know, got what they wanted.
Yeah. Yep.
And also that Terry probably got as much as he could have.
Yeah, I think he did, Tony. I think he did. Good call. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Bones in Southeast. Bones, go ahead.
Hey, you know what, Kevin, man?
Hold on, Bones. Shout out to Max.
How you doing?
Shout out to Mad Max.
Thank you, Kevin.
Shout out to my main man, Max. Hey, but look, check this out, Kevin. Man, you got some hell of a characters we calling here, man. You got Iron. You got Mark and Largo. I think Mark and Largo smoking that boot.
He's got some good stuff, no doubt, before he calls in.
You know, and, hello, can you hear me?
Look, Bones put me on speaker and got all kinds of stuff going on here. This is outstanding so far, isn't it, Max? Scintillating radio. Put this bones on hold.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jerome in D.C. Jerome, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jerome.
Long-time listener, for about second time calling in.
Appreciate
you know what? I have to take my hat off to you because you are one of the only. I'm 54 years old, born and raised in D.C. You are one of the two that I listen to that goes into everything logically. Everybody that called is so emotional. You can clearly see that the team was not trying to drag Terry because they could have. They could have played very bad ball with him and say, "Listen, you got 1 year. Either you pay or you get or whatever you do, you get fined or whatever." But they looked out for him because they genuinely liked Terry.
They
like him. I just think that Terry, the bad advice that his agent did, I would have never stood out and got 50,000 and gave the team 150 and lost it. I would have never done that. But they looked out for him, Kevin. And I just thank you, man, because you better than me. These guys be calling, they just be everywhere. I mean, you know what?
Come on, it's fun. This is what makes, honestly, why it does. Coming in here every day and having different opinions and you know, debating
right.
it out.
You're
I think
right.
with things like this, though, all of us have learned with the contract stuff, you just got to wait a little bit before being so declarative,
exactly.
from being so
exactly.
sure of yourself. And, man, it's just like we've done this with other things, too. This one was an obvious put the brakes on here because there's no guaranteed money that the agent is listing in this thing. And that was a red flag for everybody that's paid attention to it.
Yeah,
but here's the bottom line. You said it. They like him. They like him a lot. That's why mm-hmm. they made this mm-hmm. offer. And that's why they probably came up a little bit as well. And, uh-huh. you know, for those that said they could have gotten this done, you know, months ago, they couldn't get it done months ago when the team was somewhere around here, maybe a little bit lower, and Terry was looking for $40 million a year on average and probably $80 million guaranteed. That was too big of a divide to have it, you know, settled quickly. They had to get to the point where, look, it's now you got to take this or leave it, man, or you're going to play this final year on your final deal. And that's where I think I've got some faith in Adam Peters that there was some pressure. You know, the early on, the fans were very much, you know, they were angry. All of a sudden, after 14 wins, two playoff road wins, what are you doing with our best player? Get him signed. Who cares what he wants? Pay the man. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can't do that. Can't set the precedent here of being the team that overpays, especially players who are perceived to be getting up there in years, even though I do think Terry's got solid years left. I agree with him.
Sure.
He was great last year.
Sure.
I mean, not so much different than he was years before, but he had a quarterback. He made big plays, big catches. He's going to be outstanding this year and next, and wouldn't surprise me if he ends up earning a lot of this contract by playing another four seasons here in D.C., which
exactly.
is essentially what the contract you know, has available to him if he performs.
Yeah, and this is the best fit for him, Kevin. Overall, this is the best,
totally.
This is the best fit for him. So thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Great fit for him. Great fit for him. And look, this gives him the opportunity to go ahead and over a four-year period make $87 million over a four-year period. But the team doesn't have to commit to that unless he's performing. It was, I think, well done by the team, but I also think Terry was smart to take it. Let's go to Bay. Bay, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Good morning, man. Thanks for
Bay, what's happening, man?
Hey, Kevin, man, I'm really convinced this fan base is too bitter. They don't know when they got a good thing going. We have been burned from the snot of earth so bad that we have now taken anything that's going positive and turned into a negative. We headed in the right direction. We got an ownership that stays out the way. We got a GM who does GM stuff. We got a coach that does coach stuff. We got players that are loyal to one another. And yet and still, this fan base finds something ignorant to complain about each and every time. Terry got in, did the deal, him and his wife, they were happy, they were fine. But it seemed like some of these fans, they're still not happy. He should get more money. Why should he get more money if he's happy? Won't you go out there and play for him?
I get so tired of this, some of these fans.
I hope he's happy, Bay. I hope he's happy. I know it wasn't what they thought it would end up being. That's a given. In, you know, given that they were, of course, their initial ask is negotiating. It's not exactly what they want, but it's so far off from what their initial ask was. But I hope he's thrilled, or I hope he is at least satisfied. And I think, you know, he's such a pro's pro. Even if he played this final year of his deal without getting the extension, I think we would have gotten the best of Terry.
I agree. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, Bay. Appreciate it. Eric in Norfolk. Eric, go ahead.
Evan, you know, now that the details are in, I think we finally have closure on this long situation. You know, I love the analogy on the horror movie that you mentioned yesterday. You know, we found out how the killer was caught. So pretty pumped about that. When I saw the signing bonus at $30 million, I thought the guaranteed would probably be closer to $60 million. But when it started to kind of take a while to be reported, my hunch and my kind of meter started leaning further south. So I was a little surprised to see the guarantee that low. But, you know, I love that the team kind of included, you know, Terry's own words, you know, putting that money against his argument with, you know, he isn't getting fit for a walker and that he's got lower miles than other players his age and that he's stayed healthy. So, you know, that's going to play into this contract. So it's like, all right, if that's in fact the case and you feel that strongly, then you shouldn't have any problem hitting these incentives. So I think that's great that that's included.
Right.
And, yeah, I think – and also, you know, this last year without any guaranteed money, I think that also opens an opportunity where if he is still hitting those milestones and we want to keep him, we can throw some guaranteed money on it and rework the contract to be team-friendly.
Yeah.
But adding some guaranteed money there at the very end. I think
that's right.
I love it.
The team has a ton of flexibility after these next 2 years, and it'll be based on how he's playing and what they think he's going to do moving forward. A friend of mine just sent me this, David Aldridge, in his story. This is a really good line. David writes, the Commanders are no longer the place, under new management, the Commanders are no longer the place where you pick up your golden handshake on the back nine of your career. Where there was financial anarchy during the worst of the Snyder era, there is now rock-ribbed discipline. Yeah, I think I wanted to see that. Out of all of... You know, look, you want to be right, we're competitive, all of that stuff. But really, I wanted to see that there was going to be some discipline from a new GM. He's never been a GM before in his first big contract discussion and negotiation. And that's important. You got to be good top down. Now, you also have to be good at quarterback. And we have a very good quarterback. Let's go back to Bones. Is Bones ready to roll? All right, Bones. Hey,
what's up? Shout out to my main man, Max. Man, you're a guy, man. Mark and Longo, man. Oh, man, wow. He be tripping, man, you know?
Yeah.
Got some characters that be calling you. But anyway, man, I'm just so happy, man, that they got the deal done. And Terry wasn't no daggone fool and not signed for that 47 million guarantee. 47 million guarantee.
44.65.
All I need is a million guarantee. You know,
you and me both.
I'm ready to play football, man. I'm ready to play, man. Let's play football. Let's ball.
Can't wait,
man,
for the games to start.
Get ready for the Giants, man. Thanks for taking my call. I love you.
All right,
guys,
Bones.
Man.
Love you. Appreciate it. Yeah. You know what? We've had something to talk about, that's for sure. I mean, there's always been a quarterback conversation, a new coach conversation, you know, and some of the other stuff. But usually it's been highlighted in the offseason by quarterback and coaching situation. We didn't have that for the first time in a long time. We did have this. Obviously, as a fan of the team, it would have been wonderful had, you know, early in March or sometime in April or May, before we got into mandatory mini camps, if there was a joint press release, the team and Terry McLaurin have agreed to a deal, both sides thrilled. You're going to hear, by the way, today, both sides are thrilled. I think you are. I hope that's the way they publicly handle it. You know, Terry's got an incentive with his agent to act like they did really well in the deal. And the team probably shouldn't gloat that they, you know, as David Aldridge wrote, where's the line my friend just sent me, under management, rock rib discipline. Both ended up doing well, but it did take too long, but we did have something to talk about when, you know, all we would have been talking about was how great Jaden Daniels was in 2024, and could he repeat it again? That's been part of the conversation, too. All right, I see everybody on hold. Everybody wants to weigh in on this. Billy, G, Gerald, Athan, everybody else, stay there. We'll take more calls after this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can watch us on our YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. This last segment of the show was brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13. And save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
All right, here's what's happening on this, what is it, Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday, August 27th. A little bit of NFL trade news in the works this morning. Adam Thielen is headed back to the Minnesota Vikings in exchange for a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 fourth-round pick. These are pick swaps, not just picks themselves. The Jags, they also trade for Tim Patrick and send a sixth-round pick to the Detroit Lions. He is already their tallest, heaviest, and oldest wide receiver at age 31. The Nats, they will fall to the Yankees last night by a score of 5-1. Mackenzie Gore gives up 3 runs on 3 hits through 5 innings. Luis Gill with 5 innings of solid pitching, giving up 1 run on 5 hits, including 5 strikeouts. The Nats are looking to avoid the sweep today. They will wrap up their series versus the Yankees this afternoon. Cade Cavalli taking on Max Fried. First pitch at 1:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Charge Fantasy Football Draft Talk with him. If you haven't drafted your team yet, Charge will be with us again every Thursday during the regular season, but he's going to join us today. His schedule is busy. So 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. The details of the Terry contract are out. It was clearly a good, you know, negotiation by Adam Peters and the team. They were, you know, I don't want to call it super hard lined. I think the offer by itself was generous because they certainly didn't have to do it, but it certainly was nowhere near where the agent and Terry were looking for it. But Terry accepted it, and I'm glad he did, because I don't think this opportunity of $44.65 million guaranteed over 2 years would have existed, you know, this time next year. It's probably 25, 30 million short of what they wanted in guaranteed money at least. Terry, you know, he's a pro. I don't, whether he loves the deal or just likes it, or, you know, however he really feels, he's a pro. And you got him for 2 years here, and then the team's got flexibility after 2 years. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, go ahead.
Kevin, good morning. I was surprised and a little bit hurt, actually, that Bones didn't give me a shout-out. You know, G from the shop and I, Ian and I, we have a friendly rivalry, I think, because of our intellectual take.
Mm-hmm.
I think you buried the lead on this.
If you don't say so yourself.
Buried the lead. I think Buddy Baker found a girlfriend somehow, and with this Taylor Swift engagement, romance is in the air here come fall. And Buddy Baker, thank you for coordinating this effort. Terry, as you know, drafted in 2019. First game against the Eagles, 69-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Pass. 2020, named team captain. 2022, participated in the offseason workouts, even though he was a free agent at the time. July, signed his contract.
He wasn't a free agent at the time. He still had a year left on his deal.
In 2022?
Yeah. Yep.
I thought there was a... No. I thought he participated.
No, he wasn't a free agent in 2022. They extended his deal in 2022. But
well,
go ahead.
Confirm
as you're reading
Kevin
his resume.
2023 top 100 player by the players, 1,000-yard seasons, 38 touchdowns, 460 catches, 6,000-plus yards. And Kevin, this is it's a cynical world we live in, and professional football is a very tough business. And I would like to just say, on behalf of all the football team fans, Terry, you complete us. Thank you.
That was deep, and you are certainly, satisfactory in your reading of player resumes. Let's go to my guy G from the shop. G, by the way, the Cowboys documentary is really good. I'm through 4 episodes now. It's very good.
Oh, you know I ain't going to steer you wrong,
I know,
man. I got great taste, man. I know you do, too. And I wish I only could be as smart as Mark from Largo, because, God dang, he's calling for Terry, demanding a trade already for next year. No, I like it for both sides, man. Both sides got what they wanted. It shows me Terry believes in himself to reach them incentives. And it shows me that the people that was making the contract wasn't going to be pushovers like the old regime. And they thinking about future contracts before they even come up. And like one of the callers said, they didn't make Terry look bad. That would have made them look worse than Terry.
Agreed.
They were auditioning for future free agents. And future free agents was watching how we handled that. And if we were snide and dismissive, that would have been turned off for a lot of free agents we would have wanted in the future. But shout out Billy from Chantilly, because the only reason my Uncle Bones ain't shout him out is because Bones is doing what I'm doing, multitasking. He's a DPW veteran, man. We wouldn't get the trash picked up if it wasn't for my Uncle Bones, Kevin. But one thing for sure, Mark from Largo is the smartest man in the world, man. I just want to tip my cap to him. I'm being facetious.
All right. But listen, he certainly approaches it with the best intent. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, the result typically is entertaining. Like you. I do respect your intellect a little bit more. All right. What else you got?
No, I just got that, man, because, Terry was asking for what he wanted and for what he thought he deserved. I think it was a little tiresome for all sides. And he believes in himself to keep producing like he has producing it. I don't see any way that he's going to demand a trade, Mark from Largo, next year, because he finally has a dependent quarterback that's top of the league. So why
no
would
doubt.
He demand something? And especially, we're going to be down on Pennsylvania Avenue at the parade. Why the hell would we win a Super Bowl and he demand a trade, man? I'll be down there, Kevin, right beside you.
Talk to you later. Appreciate it. Let's go to Gerald in D.C. Gerald, go ahead. No, Gerald. We'll go to Athen. Athen, go ahead.
Kevin, there's a guy who called in the other day and said something like, you were losing your fastball. Let me tell you something. Your fastball is only getting better as the years go by. So
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not sure about that. I'm using a little bit more change up and off speed stuff. But go ahead. Thanks for the compliment.
Let me tell you something. There's two people in this market that are the varsity of sports talk radio, and you're one of them. And you have the best sports podcast in the country. So that's as far as that goes. But as far as Adam Peters. Good job for him. Way to set a precedent, because there's a lot of people that are going to be coming due that are owed money. And he's sending a message out to everyone with like a stick of dynamite. Hey, look at the show circus this was for the last month. And I'm glad Terry's happy, but he didn't get nearly what he wanted. And that's going to go the same for the rest of you that are, you know, going to do the same antics and request trades and all that. I'm glad Terry got $30 million up front, but this is very team friendly. And this is the way they have to build the team going forward, because Terry is getting older, but you got to pay your younger players, get on the youth side, get some more speed on this team. And this leaves the door open to do that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I have written down to talk about something as it relates to the 53-man, which we will get to with Ben. But, you know, Washington is like this 53-man is like the oldest in the league in several years. But your punter and your third-string quarterback, you know, certainly skew that in a significant way. I'm not saying Wagner's not old and Von Miller's not old, but you've got, you know, an old punter and you've got... hold on, I had this up earlier before the show began. You have, where is it? Got a 39-year-old backup third-string quarterback. You have a 35-year-old punter. Sorry about that. That definitely skew those numbers. A lot of times your third-string quarterback is not 39 years old. Not to mention, by the way, Marcus Mariota is 32 years old or 33, right? Something like that.
To go with the other players you named, yeah.
Yeah, so, Zach Ertz absolutely. And Wagner and Von Miller, you know, they have some age. Here's where they don't have age, at quarterback. That's good news. Thanks, by the way. Appreciate the compliments and appreciate the call. Let's finish up with Larry in Annapolis. Larry, go ahead.
Good morning,
Larry.
Ben,
you there?
How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Hey, so I was calling. I really had a point in the question. I guess the first point is I'm happy the deal got done. Obviously, I think Terry is an elite receiver, and we need him. I was a little bit offended that people were saying he wasn't as good as Jordan Addison or T. Higgins. Like, I didn't know where that came from. But so I'm happy the deal got done. I will say I look at the gold standards of the NFL with New England and Pittsburgh. And how often do you see them have contentious negotiations that play out publicly? So that's the part that I'm not thrilled about. I wish it could have been handled, you know, kind of behind closed doors. But I guess that's not how these things work in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's had their fair share of them. Pittsburgh just had one with TJ Watt. They got it done, though.
Right.
But you're right. Over a long period of time, and maybe somebody will correct me, but the Patriots really were the gold standard of not a lot of contract controversy. But remember, in part, that was because Brady just kept giving. You know, a lot of agents didn't love it. The union didn't love how much Brady, you know, took off the table at times in which he could have gotten, but he wanted it to go back to the rest of the team. But, yeah, look, I think every team's had these situations, and it didn't get to the point in which we got to the, you know, 3 or 4 days before the opener, and it was still out there, and he wasn't practicing, and he was getting fined, you know, with the possibility of getting suspended. You know, those were possibilities until this happened. So I'm glad that he took, you know, in the take it or leave it scenario, I'm glad he took it. I think it was smart, and I think the result is a good one. And by the way, it happened with still 13 days left before the opener. Sometimes these things drag into, you know, that first pregame show at 9 a.m. on Sunday of the opener, and the lead story is Terry McLaurin holding out, not playing. You know, we didn't get to that point. And that's good, because this is a Super Bowl window season. Paul Charchian will talk some fantasy football with us next.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.